I wanted to start from reading in Luke chapter 9, verses 59 through 62. And he said unto another, "Follow me." And he said, "Lord, allow me to first go and bury my father." Jesus said unto him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at my house." And Jesus said unto him, "No man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." So I'd like to focus on the words of Jesus on the last verse here. I know we discussed this briefly with our meetings with the individuals who took baptism this year, but I find it necessary and very beneficial for each one of us as well. So I did a little research on how they tilled the ground or the soil prior to seeding. Nowadays, we have machinery that does the measuring and the plowing in order for the plow line to be straight. But back in the day, there was no such technology. They either had a donkey or oxen pull the plow. And the person holding the plow had to direct the oxen in the correct direction. And in order to ensure that the plow line was straight, the farmer had to pick a target or a point in a far distance and align the oxen to that point. And if whatever reason the farmer was to take his eyes off that target or off that point and starts to look back, no way is his plow lines going to be straight or his work going to be acceptable. Back when we decided to follow Christ's path, we all had one goal or motive that we wanted to follow Christ. And it was to learn to become servants, just like Christ was a servant here on earth. To be born of God the Father, just like Christ was born of God. To love God with all our hearts, with all our understanding. And as we continued our journey, God began to open up to us more motives, more desires that are pleasing to Him. Now, this journey is not without hardship. When we come across these hardships, and we will come across these hardships, this is the true testing of our motives and our desires. If we take our focus and lose our focus from the proper motives or desires that God gave us at one point, and we start to look back because the hardships become too unbearable for us, then Jesus says that this person is not fit for the kingdom of God. And if we say that, yes, I think that what God has to offer and to learn from God to become His servant is a good thing, a good idea, but we have this thing that came up and it happens to be more important than the motives and desires that I once had, I just need to briefly take a little bit of time, and I'll take my eyes off from what God has to offer at the moment, and take care of this one thing first. For this person, God says that his work will not be acceptable in the kingdom of God. Today we have another opportunity to look over our motives, our reasons for why we come to church, why we started this journey, even why we participate in the communion, to speak our desires to God here at this moment. And I believe that God searches our hearts to see what our desires and motives are. And in every detail and aspect of our life, from the day when we said, "God, teach me, how do I become your servant?" He will continue to work in us and give us those proper desires if we search for it.